Okay, go ahead, Babylonia.
Okay. I really like that OA reading for today. I needed to hear that. Okay, good morning. I am a grateful member of OA and I like to say precious child of God because I don't like to identify myself as a compulsive eater because even though I have the disease, I am not the disease. And I think the words we speak over ourselves are really powerful and we can start to believe them. Like if I think I'm a broken person versus I'm more than a conqueror, then I'm gonna believe that. So, yeah. But because of this program, I have been saved from the depths of hell, and now I get to have an incredible life. Even though right now I'm grief-stricken over a decision I have to make, I know I don't have to eat over it or cope with it by eating at all. And I know that God provides for me every day what I need to get through my circumstances, whether it's a phone call or a text from a fellow, or a few phone calls or texts from fellows randomly out of the blue that make my day, or, just a warm hug from my mom, or a really cool bumper sticker right when I need to see it, or birds chirping. Or this morning, as I was waiting for this meeting to go on, I saw a cool raccoon cross my driveway. So that was really cool. And I was like, God, you are really cool if you make raccoons, because raccoons, their ring tails and their masks on their face, they're a funny creature, and that means you're really cool, God. So I thought that. So I know I just can't rely on myself. If I eat over my emotions, then I'm not going to enjoy the surprise waiting around the corner for me. For example, this week at school, I was stressed over this decision I had to make, and food thoughts started, and I wanted to eat my dinner a little bit early. And then all of a sudden, our professor took a break, and one of my classmates started handing out these kindness grams for Valentine's Day, which had messages, kind messages written from classmates to each of us. And I got two of them, and they were really affirming and nice. And I realized in that moment, I didn't need food. I just needed a little bit of love and encouragement. And so I wouldn't have enjoyed that if I had eaten. So those are cool surprises from God. And the big book says God is everything or God is nothing. And I'm learning to be grateful through all circumstances because God is so good. He uses the seemingly negative to grow us, to grow me. So anyways, I'll start out with what used to be like. I think I was born a compulsive overeater because at the age of 3, I had severe body dysmorphia. I would ask my mom if I was fat at the age of 3. I don't even know how I knew what that was, but that's what my mom told me. And I remember in first grade when I was 5 years old, I had a crush on a boy, and when I looked at him, I immediately got this feeling of shame, and I was like, no, but I'm too fat. He'll never like me. I wasn't even fat when I look back at pictures. I think that was part of the disease. But my eating didn't really start until middle school. I enjoyed eating, but I didn't really binge eat in middle school. I just would eat too much. And people were always telling me I needed to lose weight, or I was chubby, or I was fat, or I had a pretty face, and all of this stuff. And I remember it really lowered my self-esteem, and that's when I think I started to feel and believe that I'm bad. That core belief came into my mind. But I played sports, and I really enjoyed basketball and swimming, and that kind of empowered me and helped me have an outlet. And I was really good at school, so that also helped me. And then high school was the same. I didn't really binge eat, but I ate I overate. Like, I enjoyed eating, but I didn't know anything about food or that you could be a compulsive overeater. But I remember in high school I also felt fat, but I played varsity water polo and I was a straight A student, but I never had a boyfriend. Didn't really think too much about it. I had a lot of friends. I was relatively happy in high school. But when I got to college, I went to Duke University. I traveled from California to North Carolina, and something about the culture there, the culture shock, the sorority life, the preppy Southern life. I don't know. I just didn't feel like I would fit in. I was this like really wild, free-spirited, Middle Eastern girl, and I stopped wearing shoes. I became this girl known as Barefoot Girl on campus, and I stopped taking showers and shaving my legs and armpits because I wanted to be an environmentalist feminist. And I grew like really into politics and social justice. And that's when my food addiction really took a hold. And I started emptying the vending machine of its contents and switching between sugar and salt. And then I would go and I would have dinner and I would eat an unhealthy dinner. Then I would go have a dessert. Then I would go to this coffee shop where I worked and I would steal like candy bars or ice cream. And I did this day in and day out. And I didn't know that's why I felt bad inside, even though on the outside I put on a happy front. But inside I was hurting and I didn't know it was because of the way I was eating. I had no idea what a food addiction was. I had no idea what I was doing was like not good. That was it, just all of a sudden just started happening. So after college, I moved to Seattle and I did a, I started working with youth, trying to empower youth. The greatest thing that happened in Seattle was that I found God in Seattle. I had been an atheist before, and one day I was sitting in the park and the sun was shining on me and I was writing in my journal, and all of a sudden I just had this overwhelming feeling that God was real. It was like time stopped and everything became one, and I was like, yeah, God is real. And that really like was probably the best thing that ever happened to me in Seattle, or else I was eating, I wasn't binge eating too much, but I was definitely in my free time, like going to restaurants and eating, even when I wasn't like that hungry. I just, eating was kind of like an extracurricular activity because I was so lonely when I was over there. So, because of my loneliness and depression over there, I moved back home and I went to law. I decided to apply to law school, and but I dropped out after a year because I realized it wasn't for me, and I became really depressed, but and like didn't have any friends, was very troubled, but I had a belief in God, and I knew God didn't want me to eat cartons of, like, I don't know if we're allowed to mention food, of frozen stuff. And so I would walk down the aisles of the grocery store and like look at the food, but I'd be like, I know God doesn't want me to do this, so I wouldn't eat it. And sometimes God would win and sometimes God wouldn't win. But I started channeling my emotions into like music and poetry, and that really helped me. And but I became like very severely depressed and very troubled and very socially anxious after a while. And so I eventually I found Jesus and I became a Christian, and my depression healed overnight, and I started eating really healthy because I cared about myself, because I knew God cared about me, and my relationship with God like really grew. It was like I was so joyful, I was flying. It was like the best year of my life. And then a year later, I got diagnosed with schizophrenia. I started seeing hallucinations of Jesus and the Virgin Mary everywhere I went. And I did a lot of crazy things because I was hearing voices also that I thought were God. And my mom took me to a psychiatrist who put me on a medication, and I gained like 30 pounds and I grew like really depressed because I had body dysmorphia, but this was like, you know, when you gain a 1 pound in Overeaters Anonymous, you get like kind of agitated. But imagine gaining 30 pounds. And so that's when I started binge eating again. And that was probably the worst time of my life that I've ever experienced in my life. I even binge ate after I got rebaptized at church, and that was like, I was really ashamed of myself. I was like, how could you do that? I was either binging or I was sleeping or I was in my room isolating myself, socially anxious, severely depressed, suicidal. Like the binging was horrible. It was like I was the walking dead. I had two friends, but I was scared of them, but they stuck close by me anyways. And then one day my dad had a dream where Jesus entered his dream and told him that I needed to start working at his office. And I was like, okay, well, my dad told me that. So I went to my dad's office with great fear in my heart. And I met this woman there who told me about a 12-step program called Emotions Anonymous. So I looked it up and I was like, wow, that's so cool. Maybe this will be what heals me of my depression and anxiety. So I joined it. I found a sponsor, and that sponsor, I told her I had been binge eating, and she told me about Overeaters Anonymous. And she said, go to a meeting. So I went to a meeting, and they were reading out of something called the Big Book, and I
Nine
didn't
minutes.
really understand it. And this one lady,
Babylonia, that's 9 minutes.
9 minutes? Okay, thank you.
Now
So
keep
this one
talking. You have
lady,
20.
oh, okay, so I have 11 more minutes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So this one lady called me after I introduced myself as a newcomer and said she put a barbed wire around the food. She just said no to it. I didn't really understand what she was talking about, and I didn't understand what the meeting was about, so I never went back. And then I had a crush on one of my friends, and I desperately wanted him to like me, so I started thinking if I lose 10 pounds, maybe he'll start to return the love I have for him. So I started going to the gym, and I started going every day for 1 hour, and that turned into 3 hours, and then that turned into 6 hours. And so I would exercise like 5 to 6 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I was only eating two meals, and because I really wanted to lose weight. And I did lose weight, and I was training for a marathon. One typical exercise day would be I would wake up at 5:30, get to a cycling class for 45 minutes at like 6, and then I would do this like HIIT, high intensity interval training class. Then I'd do an hour of yoga, and then I would jog 20 miles. That was what my typical Fridays were like, and I thought that was normal, and I thought that's how I would train for this marathon. And that was insanity. I don't know how I did that, but and then I was still binging while I was compulsively exercising because I wasn't getting enough calories, but I had cut out sugar and flour naturally. I just decided to because I wanted to eat healthy and lose weight. But this one last binge was so horrible that I decided I needed to go back to OA because the seed had been planted. So I went back to OA and I got a sponsor that day and I started committing my food to her. And but then that sponsor didn't really work out, and I joined another OA group called OA Big Book Solutions Group that just read from the big book, and they didn't have food plans, and I really liked my sponsor in that, but I was still binging because I was still compulsively exercising and not eating enough. So I went to this one random phone meeting one day called A Vision for You, and I introduced myself as a newcomer, and these people started calling me, and I told them I only eat two meals a day, and they're like, you need to eat three meals a day. And I didn't want to listen because I was scared I would gain weight, but I decided to listen. So, and then I got injured, so I couldn't compulsively exercise as much, and I started working the steps. I got a sponsor, and all of a sudden the joy started to come back. My mind started to become peaceful. I started to become free. I was so close to God. I was being of service, and it was probably the best time of my life. And I was just so happy, and I couldn't believe the freedom that I had found through the 12 steps and through joining A Vision for You. And then slowly I started to start binging on healthy foods, and I came out of it in January, no, February, no, last year. Tomorrow I'll be 9 months abstinent again, like a really clean abstinence. Even though I haven't touched sugar or flour for 3 years, I was overeating healthy foods, and that just got to be dishonest. And I was in a lot of pain. So I made a pact with God one night, and I said, God, if I'm gonna live like an adult in this world, I need to give up this binging of healthy foods. And so I made the pact, and I haven't turned back from it ever since. And I can say I'm very grateful now, and I have a really amazing life. I do 10 steps regularly or fear inventories regularly. I try to live without resentment. I try to live in joy and happiness because I think it's a choice, and I think it's the best way to be. And I try to live a life of gratitude, even if I'm having a day where it's a hard day. I try to at night think of at least three things I'm grateful for, and I tell God, and I try to focus my mind on things I'm grateful for during the difficult emotions, because I think if I focus my mind on something positive, then it's just like a good discipline for my mind. And I have freedom from depression. My social anxiety and people pleasing that I used to have are healing slowly. I'm in therapy, so that's good outside help. I have a great relationship with God. God is the center of my life. Although right now, currently, I'm a little bit distant from him because of school. I'm in graduate school studying psychology to be a therapist, and I'm putting things before him, but I'm aware of that, and I'm trying to change it because nothing can come before God, especially when we're compulsive overeaters. We need him every day, every second to get through life and to not turn to the food. And even when my life is perfect, it will still be empty, even without a good relationship with God, because I have a hole in me that is can only be filled by God. I was designed to love him. I was designed to worship him. I was designed to seek him. Because that's he wanted me to lean on him. He designed us to be dependent upon him. And even on down days, I have so much hope because I know God will always come through in desperate situations. He's never early, he's never late, he's always on time. And I have tons of friends now. I'm getting through grad school abstinently. I'm dating someone. It's a healthy relationship, although I'm not sure I want to stay with him, but at least it opened the door to show me that I am lovable. I have a great relationship with my family. And even though I still struggle with perfectionism and body dysmorphia and sometimes self-criticism, it's slowly healing, and I've only been in program for 3 years, and I know everything is going to get better because they say that even though disease is progressive, recovery is progressive. And that's all for me today. Thank you for letting me share.